Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos daf Kuf Vav. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the Yamed, but the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is the Gemara was explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, that a person said, as the theme of all these Mishnayos, when someone said something unspecified or forgot exactly what he had made a neder, he said, I'm going to bring one of the types of the mincha. He said that he specified, but he doesn't remember which one it was, and there's 5 types of possible nedavos of a mincha that there could be. So therefore, the Mishnah said he has to bring one of those 5 types. Now, that the Gemara wanted to say, obviously it's not like Reb Shimon, who, as the Gemara explained, there could be a possibility of 14 types. And the Gemara explained that, no, it's possible even to maintain it in that interpretation, even according to the opinion of Reb Shimon. But that's why Gemara continues, and Amalei Rav Kan Rav Ashi says, but why are there only 5 possibilities? There's a 5th one. There's a 6th one, although there's only 5 mentioned, Sailas, Machvas, Marcheshes, and the 2 types of Mafe, of Chalis and Rikikin, which are the 5 types of Michas that David mentioned in the Torah, but there's actually a 6th one, that of the Michas Nesachim, the flower libations, which are poured together when the carbon is brought, because the Amar Rabba said, Misnadiv Adam Michas Nesachim Achol Yom. We mentioned this in the previous daf, that although generally the halacha is that those are the 5 types of Nedavas, but that's if a person says stam, unspecified, then it's one of those. But he could specify, he could be mefarish, the minchas nesachim, where although that's generally a type of a mincha that's brought together with a certain carbon, kevis has a certain amount for that of flour and oil, and then there's ayil and there's a par. But Rav had said, a person could donate and could bring it on its own. So maybe that's the 6th one, so you should have to bring not only 5, but even possibly he had donated minchas nesachim, a 6th one. Says the Gemara, no, kiko mestapkele, when did the one who made a vow, what is he in doubt regarding the neder that he had taken, which he can't recall anymore that it was? Says the Gemara, simna mnemonic to recall these answers, which all work in tandem, is yachad, individual, beklal, due to, levina, frankincense, beloig, eloig, mikumtza, from its fistful, which is, as the Gemara proceeds to explain these 5 answers. That's only bo beklal yachad. Only a mincha that brought by an individual, which cannot be brought by a public, by many, which are the 5 types of menachas, which are mentioned in the Torah as minchas nedava, which are not brought by more than one person, by a tzibur. As the Gemara said on the Kuf Dalam Beis, that 2 people cannot donate together 1 isarin of flour, because the pasuk says nefesh, which means only individual. But a minchas nesachim, which is babaglal tzibur, that's brought by a tzibur, that's brought with karbanas of all types of karbanas that are brought on Yom Tovim and Karban Tamid, lemistapkale, that the person who took the neder never had intention at all that it should be that type of a neder. So therefore he knew it's not going to be a minchas nesachim. Yeah, it's a possibility that someone could, but this person knew he only had taken the type of a neder that would only be brought by an individual, not by a tzibur. Similarly, the Gemara's 2nd answer is, Kiko mestapkele, when is he in doubt? He says, I don't know which one I had taken, so he has to bring 5. That's bobeglal atzma, that's a type of a mincha which comes by itself. But bobeglal zevach le mestapkele, a type of a mincha which generally comes because of the carbon, that he wasn't in doubt, that he knew he didn't take such a neder, and therefore it's not minchas nesachim. So to kiko mestapkele, when was he in doubt? When it's a type of a mincha that's tuna levina that needs frankincense. But the Michas Nesachim, which doesn't require frankincense, it's not like we take a fistful like the rest of the Menachas together with a Levainim, which then permits the Shrine to be eaten. Michas Nesachim is totally burnt on the Mizbech. Therefore, that, and it doesn't require Levainim, so therefore that wasn't part of his doubt. So it says the Gemara Kikam Estapkele, when was his doubt? Was Ba Balaig, a type of Mincha that comes with 1 leg of oil. The minimum, the least amount of, by minchas nesachim, of oil that comes along with it, by a kevis, is 3 lugan of oil. That he wasn't in doubt at all, he was only in doubt regarding a regular mincha, which is brought with a lug of oil, and therefore he knew it wasn't a minchas nesachim. And so the Gemara says, kika mestapkeli, when was this person who took the vow in doubt, was something that's tuna kemitza, a type of a fistful that requires a fistful taken off and burnt on the mizbeach. She'enu tuna kemitza, lika mestapkeli, if it doesn't require a kemitza, like the minchas nesachim, that was not part of his doubt, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah said the max is 5 and not 6. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of the Mishnah that said, if the person who took the vow said, Pirashti mincha shel esrayim, he says, I had specified a flour offering, and this, the word mincha here is critical here regarding the machlekes in the Mishnah, a mincha of esrayim, a certain amount of esrayim, which the minimum of a mincha is one Nisarim, but someone could bring two and three and four. He says, I don't recall how many Nisarim I had vowed to bring in this one mincha. So I had a machlekes in the Mishnah, what does such a person do? And on that, the Gemara brings a brisa to elaborate on that machlekes. Talking about when the brisa. Perashti mincha, which is this case of a Mishnah, had specified a mincha, v'kavati b'kli echad, shel Nisarim, and I had made it established that I'm going to bring you one vessel, that's what the word mincha is indicating in the halacha of a Mishnah, of Esrainim. Now, b'ni deh ma parashim, I don't recall how many Esrainim I had specified I'm going to bring for that mincha. So, yavi mincha shashishim Esrainim deh b'chacham. That's the opinion of the Tanakam in our Mishnah. So he brings one mincha of 60 Esrainim, and that will take care of it, because the max is anyway 60, and if it's less, okay, the rest will be in the dava. Rabbi, I mean, he disagrees as he does in our Mishnah. He says, no. Yavi menachas shal Esrainim me'echad vad shishim. You have to bring menachas, different flower offerings of Esrainim, of different quantities, from 1 till 60, meaning he has to bring 60 different menachas in 60 different vessels. In vessel number 1, he brings 1 Esrain. In the second vessel, he brings 2 Esrainim. In the third one, 3. The next one, 4. And going all the way up to, well, the 60th, will have 60 Esrainim. Shehein, which that's a sum total of, Elef Ushmeinim Meyus Ushleishim, 1,830 Esrainim, which is going to be in that total of Esrainim. Now, in every vessel, he'll say, if this was the exact number, because he's going through every amount of possible up till 60 of Esrainim, that was the one that should be for my nether. And if not, it should be the nadav. And either way, he's going to have one of them, which will be fulfilling his nether for exactly that amount. Continues the Braisa. Let's say he says, Pirashti. I had specified the Esrainis, the amount. Additionally, I had specified which one of the mincha, because like we said, there's five types of menachas that a person can bring a nether and nadav from. But and now he has two doubts. And the Girsa goes, V'eni dea me'eze mehen perashti. First of all, I don't recall which one of the five I had specified. And moreover, V'eni dea kamen perashti, and neither do I know how much Esrainis I had specified. So here, Tanakama says, Yavi chamesh menachis, so you have to bring the five different types of flower offerings. Shashishim es shishim Esrainim, and each one will have 60 Esrainim, Shehin shalish meis, where 60 times 5, is going to be a sum total of 300 Esrainis, that's Divrei Chacham. So each of the types is going to have one vessel of 60, which either way, the max is 60, and what's less than that, if it's less, that will be for the nether, and the rest will be for as an adava. That's Divrei Chacham. Rebbe, he says, no, Yavi Chamesh Menachis, you have to bring the five different types of flower offerings, Shashishim Esrainim, that will have of 60 Esrainim, Me'echad Vashishim, from 1 till 60. So you have to have 60 of one type, 60 of another type, meaning and each type is have 1, 2, 3, 4, each type is, each vessel up till 60 is going up in numbers, each one. Shehein tisha alafim umei v'chamishim, for some total of 9,150 Yisrael that the person has to bring out of that in this situation. So that's the machlekes we had in the Mishnah, which the Braisa brings that case and adds in another case, which not only doubt how many, but even the type. But ask the Gemara b'maikim infli, regarding what premise is Rebbe and the Chacham disagreeing about in their machlekes? So Rav Chisda, he says, "B'mutta lahachnes chulin la'azar k'miflegi." Their machlekes is regarding, is a person allowed to bring in something that's unconsecrated into the courtyard? Where according to this answer of Rav Chisda, everyone holds that you're not allowed to mix an obligatory mincha with a donated mincha. I mean, this person had taken a neder. And you cannot mix a nedava with that. Now, but the question is, are you allowed to bring in something that's unconsecrated into the azar? Rebbe Savar, also lahachnes chulin lazar. Rebbe held that you're not allowed to bring in chulin to the azar. So therefore, you can't do like the Chacham said, to just bring 60 in one vessel and then stipulate and say, okay, look, the max is 60. If it's all 60, chayva. If it's less, okay, whatever's chayva will be chayva, and whatever's rest is going to be chulin. Now, it can't be nedava because like we're saying, everyone agrees that you can't mix nedava with chayva, and it's going to be in one vessel. But you'll say the rest is chulin, you can't, because then you bring chulin nazar. That's why Rebbe says what you do is, you bring 60 different menachas, from going from 1 up until 60 in 60 different vessels, and you say, that one which I had vowed for should fulfill my obligation, and the rest, which are the other numbers from 1 till 60, will be nedava. Now, Rashi asks, but why don't you just bring 60 different esrainis, meaning one isarin per vessel in 60 vessels, and say, according to the calculation of my neder, should be for the nedava, and the rest will be for the neder, and the rest will be for the nedava. So let's say it vowed to bring 37 nisrainas. So you have 37 vessels, and they'll add up to 37, and then the remaining will be used for, the 23 will be used for nedava. Why do you need to have that there should be in one vessel that amount? And that's what Rashi says, and the Gemara had discussed this in the previous daf, that no, because Rebbe holds kviyas mana milsahi. Establishing the amount of the mincha in that vessel is significant, and that is, you cannot bring in that one vessel less than what you had established it should be. So you can't have one in one vessel, one another vessel, one another vessel, going up until the number that you had vowed. It has to be in that one vessel, and therefore, according to Rebbe, you have no option but to bring 60 different quantities in those 60 different vessels to get that exact number in that vessel. Now, again, that's because Rebbe holds that you're not allowed to bring chulin to the azar. But Rabban and Savi mutal hachnas chulin azar. The Rabban held no, you're allowed to bring unconsecrated wheat into the flour into the courtyard. So therefore, like they said, what you do is you bring the 60 Israelis in one vessel and you stipulate, if I had vowed to bring the maximum amount of 60 Israelis, so all of it is being used for my obligation. But if not, whatever the quantity I had vowed should be for my obligation, and the rest that's in there should be chulin. Now, like we're saying, but the rest to say should be from the Dava, that you can't do, because as we're saying, everyone agrees at this point that you're not allowed to mix together an obligatory mincha with a donated mincha. Now, Rashi says, but if one's going to ask, what do you mean? Here also you run into a problem. How could you go ahead and do the kemitza, which you have to do on whatever the mincha is that was brought, but some of the kemitza is from the chulin. Additionally, how is the mincha being permitted? But you're not taking a full kemitza because some of the kemitza is from chulin, because you have chulin and the hektish, which is the chayva, that's mixed together. So that says Rashi, as the Gemara is going to actually mention this theme very shortly, but as the Gemara elaborates on this in the Chav Dalma Beis, that when the Kohen does the Kemitza, the translation of it, the definition of it, is dependent on the thought process of the Kohen. Now, when the Kohen's doing it, his intention is, what does it mean chulin and hektish are mixed together? It doesn't say that this flower is hektish, this is chulin, we just don't know what's what. His intention is that kemitza, and that's going to be the one that's designated as hektish, and if it's, the kemitza is going to be totally only from the hektish one and not from the chulin one. That's one interpretation, this machlekes Rebbe and the Chacham. But Rava, or as the Gemara says, Rabba Amar, he says, no, the kuli alma osla hachtas chulin azar. No, everyone agrees to not bring chulin to azar. So we can understand the opinion of Rebbe, because you can't have it mixed together. But what's the understanding then of the Rabbanan? Says Rabba, v'hocha b'mutta la'arv chayva b'nedava kamefagi, which in the first answer I'd assume that you're not allowed to. Here he says, no, that's their machlekes. Are you allowed to mix together? Because anyways, they're both karbanas. Are you allowed to mix together the obligatory flour offering together with a donated flour offering? Rabbanan savri mutta la'arv chayva b'nedava. The Rabban held, you're allowed to mix together an obligatory with a donated. So therefore what you do is you bring 60 surrenders and you say, whatever was the number that I vowed should be for my obligation, and whatever is the rest, will be a nedava, will be a donated flower offering. But Rebbe Savar, Aslar of Chayv ben Nedava, he says, no, you're not mixed together. They're different karbanas, and therefore you can't bring it in one, and therefore we don't know the numbers. So you have to bring one, two, three, and each one's going to have a different amount so that you'll get the exact amount in its appropriate vessel because you can't bring it together in the same one. However, Omli Abai L'Rava, Abai asked to Rava, based on this answer of whether it be Rava or Rabba, says L'Rabbanon de'armi mutal arv chayv b'nedava. So now, and this is specifically a question on the way Rava or Rabba's interpretation is in contrast to the first interpretation of Chizda. In the interpretation of the Rabbanon, that you're saying that you're allowed to mix together an obligatory with a nedava, the problem is habi'inun shnei kamatzim, but you need to have two fistfuls because you're saying that they're mixed together. It's a chayv and a nedava. So you need to take a fistful for then the obligatory mincha, which is what he was menada, we just don't know the number, and then another one for the nedava. So on that says Rabbi, yes, the comments, well, the comments, you're right. Although we're only talking about how we fulfill the obligation of the chayva, but since the mechanism that we're doing is having chayva mixed with nedava, because we don't know, so you have to take two kemitzas. You take one kemitza for whatever the obligatory amount was, and then you'll take, for the possible, we don't know what the number is, of the nedava. But on that, as Abaya, but v'hakol kometz mechayva nedava u'menedava chayva, but they're mixed together. So then you're going to be taking, when you're taking a fistful, it might be from the fistful of the obligated mincha that's really working for the nedava, and you might be taking from the nedava that's working for the chayva because they're mixed together. And like we said before, says the Gemara, no, the tole le'bedas kain. That's contingent and depends on the intention of the kain. Where the Amr, he says, wherever the hand of the Kohen reaches right now, meaning on his first Kemitza, that should be Chayva. And that's going to be on the Chayva obligatory part of the Mincha. At the end, wherever his hand reaches, the second time he does the Kemitza, that should be Nadava. That's not a problem. It's not like as if it's mixed together, we don't know what his Kemitza is going on. No, his intention is what creates the element of it, which is the first one is going to be for the Chayva, and the second Kemitza that he does will be whatever that remnant of Nadava is. We don't know what his number of Chayva is to know what the Nadav is, but whatever it is, that second Kemitza will work for that. And that continues the Gemara asking, okay, fine, so you'll take two Kemitzas. But Vakturi Hechem Akter, how do we go ahead and actually sacrifice the Kemitza? What's done is, when there's a Mincha, whatever the quantity is, a fistful is taken off, that's burnt in Mizbech, the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. How do you go ahead and burn these two Kemitzas that were done, one for the Chayva and the alleged Nadav, we don't know what the number is, how do you burn those Kemitzas? If you say Likta Nadava Beresha, that you'll first burn the Kemitza of the donated part, the donated Nadava, whatever that's mixed together here with the Chayva. But the problem is, the Chayva Hechem Akdala, but then how are you going to go ahead and then subsequently go ahead and sacrifice the Kemitza of the obligatory part of the Neder? But the problem is, Dilma Kula Chayva, like we said, we don't know. He's bringing one vessel, according to Rabbanan, of 60 Yisrainas. Now, maybe, which the maximum is 60, maybe all 60 were what he was menader. Therefore, all of this flour is obligatory. Now, the problem is, v'chasulu shirayim. Now, you took a second kemitza. If you're going to burn that second kemitza, which quote-unquote is working for the nadava, but there's actually no nadava because all of it was chayva, and you're burning it on the mizbeach, that comes out that now the real only one mincha that there is, which is the obligatory 60 yisrayim neder that he had taken, when you go and you burn that second kemitza, which is the nadava one, you're really missing from the leftovers, the remnants of really what it is. It's only shirayim of the 60 yisrayim of that after that fistful was taken off. Now, v'amamar, the master had said, shirayim shechashu ben kemitza laktara, when you have a mincha, a flower offering, which after the kemitza was taken off, but before it was burnt, some of the shirayim get lost, which is what's happening over here. If you're burning that second kemitza, when really it might not even be a kemitza of any nen and nadava, because if all of the 60 yisrayim might be chayva, ein makter kemitza alein. You now go ahead and now burn anymore the kemitza. So you can't do the nadava one first, because it might actually be shirayim, and then you're not going to be able to even do the kemitza of the chayva. And if you're going to say likter chayva bereisha, okay, so let's first burn the kemitza that was done first of the obligatory part of this mincha. Then the question is, the nadava hechem akdala. Then how are you going to go ahead and burn the second kemitza, which is for this alleged nadava, which again is the amount that we don't know, but the leftovers is going to be donated mincha, but as a ketin tamid beis, the same question applies, v'dilma kula chayvehi, maybe actually all the 60 yisrayim is part of one neder that was taken for the maximum amount, and all of it for obligatory mincha. Now the thing is, once you take the first kemitza, everything else left in the vessel becomes shirayim, becomes remnants. Now when we said you take, because we're not sure, you take a second kemitza for the nadava and you go ahead and you burn it, what you're doing now, subsequently, is like you're burning shirayim, because you had already brought the first kemitza of the chayva, now you're burning the second kemitza, because maybe it's a nadava, but maybe it's not, maybe it's all chayva. Now, v'chol shehu mimenu li'ishim, which is a paraphrasing the pasuk, whatever had part of it already put on the fire, which was its kemitza. Meaning to say that this is shirayim, harehu bebaktiru. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Zvachim that you're not allowed to go ahead and burn shirayim on the mizbeach, which that's learned out from a pasuk of Yikra Beis pasuk Yid Aleph, which is told about other things that you're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach, like chametz and sa'ar. But additionally, the end of the pasuk is expounded when it says loisek tiru mimenu ishul Hashem. What that means to say is, something that had already been burnt on the Mizbeach, from it, which is its Kemitza, its leftovers cannot be burnt, Leisik Tiru cannot be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, if you're doing the Chayva first, and maybe all of the flour is really all part of one Mincha of the Chayva, how could you go ahead and take the second Kemitza of what's possible in the Dava, but possibly not, and burn the Mizbeach? It might really be Shirayim, and Shirayim are forbidden to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So Amr Behid Abrid, Bishim Ben Pazi says, no. Truth is, what you do first is that you first take the first kemitza, which is that of the, whatever the amount was, but of the chayva one, and you burn the kemitza first. Now the question was, but maybe there is no other minchas nadava. Maybe all of the 60 was all from one minchas chiyuv, And that means the rest are all Shiraim. And that we said, but that's Baal Taktir. How could you burn the second Kemitzah? It might not even be Kemitzah. It might be Shiraim. And I'll burn on Mizbeach. So that says Rabbi Yehuda, Berid B'Shem Ben Pazi, it's not difficult. Because Demasik Luhu, you bring up that second Kemitz, and you sacrifice that Kemitz Nedava, which maybe it's not a Kemitz Nedava, maybe it's really Shiraim. No problem. You burn it L'Shem Eitzim. Just in case you say, if it's not a Kemitz Nedava, let it be considered as fuel, as firewood for the Mizbeach. The Talmud learned the Brayser. Eliezer, he says, the pasuk says, "Vela mezbech lo yalu." Don't bring it up to the altar, as l'reich lichayach, for a fragrant smell for Hashem. Which this is after that pasuk of Baal Taktirov. Don't bring these things up. Which this, again, the simple translation is like for yeast, the sourdough and the honey that you're not allowed to bring up. But additionally, as we said, that pasuk is referring to the remnants. But what the pasuk is teaching us, yeah, l'reich nichayach iatamala. You're not allowed to bring it up for a fragrant aroma, meaning as a carbon, you cannot bring the shirayim and burn it on mizbeach. But on that says Rabbi Eliezer, but you could bring it up as fuel, and therefore you say that in case it's not a kemitzah of nedava, it's as fuel, and therefore that's not a problem, and therefore that's the way you correctify the situation according to the Chachamim in this interpretation of Rava or Rabba, that again, first you'll do the kemitzah of the chayva, and you'll do the kemitzah of nedava, and you'll first sacrifice the kemitzah of the chayva, and even though this might be shirayim, just in case you'll have in mind, let it be considered as Eitzim, and if it's not a prohibition of burning it on top of the Mizbeach. Now, however, based on this approach, the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravacha Barid Rav LeRavashi, says, based on what we're saying, B'dilma maybe we can give a different interpretation in this Machlekes in our Mishnah of Rebbe and the Chacham. I'll tell you, the Kuli Alma, according to everyone, Mutal Arav Chayv Ben Adava. Everyone agrees, even Rebbe, you're allowed to mix together an obligatory mincha with a donated mincha. So then what's the understanding of Rebbe? Why is it going to be forbidden to go ahead and do what the Rabban said, a very simple approach, bring one vessel of 60 Yisraelim and you're done? He said you bring 60 vessels and one has one has two, one has three, and so on. The reason is because V'hacha b'd Rebbe Eliezer k'miflagi. Their machlokes is their disagreement is in this halacha of Rebbe Eliezer, which we were saying, the approach of the Chacham is contingent on that opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. So we could say that maybe Rebbe agrees with everything else, but he disagrees on that point. The Rabbanan is Lord Rebbe Eliezer, that Rabbanan, they hold up like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, when you're going to burn the Kemitzah of Nedava, which is the second one, according to the Chacham, you stipulate and you say, if there is a quantity of Nedava in this vessel, okay, so then this is a valid Kemitzah. And if not, because the whole thing is actually the 60 Yisraelim of Chayva, so fine. The first one that will be burnt will be considered that of the Kemitzah, and this second Kemitzah that we're doing is going to be brought as Eitzim. So that works according to the Chacham. But for Rebbe, less led Rebbe Eliezer. But why don't we just say that Rebbe disagrees in the Chacham on that point, that it doesn't hold like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore you can't go ahead and do like the Chacham and bring it to one vessel, because then you're not going to be able to go ahead and then sacrifice anymore the second Kemitzah, because maybe it's all Chayva, and then you have the problem of Baal Taktir, and he doesn't have this option of bringing his Eitzim, because he doesn't agree with this premise of Rebbe Eliezer. On that Amalei, that Ravashi said to Ravacha Breda Rav, he says, no, you can't say that approach. Because Isa Gadaitech L'Rebbe, because if you're entertained to say according to Rebbe, then Mutal Arav Chayvim Nedava, that you want to say that he agrees, not like the approach of Rabba or Rava, that's what they're disagreeing about. And you want to say, no, he holds that you could mix a Chayva and a Nedava. Udi Rebbe Eliezer, Leslie, and the only thing that he's disagreeing with the Chacham is because he doesn't hold like the Halach of Rebbe Eliezer. But if that's the case, then Efshad Maisi Shit Mechad Mano, you're right, he wouldn't be able to then say exactly like the Chacham to bring one vessel of 60 Yisraelim, but he wouldn't need the way he says it about bringing the thousand, like to bring one and two and three and four and all those vessels. No, according to that approach, Efshad Maisi Shit Mechad Mano, you know what he could do then to rectify, to ameliorate this, that he just doesn't hold the Rebbe Eliezer? He could bring 60 Yisraelim in one vessel, V'chad B'chad Mano. And that's it. And bring another one as Isarin in another vessel. And what he'll do is as follows. First, he'll take off a Kemitzah from the large vessel, which has 60 Yisraelim first, and he'll stipulate. He'll say, look, if all of these 60 Yisraelim are all part of my Chayiv and part of my Ned that I took, fine, that's it. Now I fulfill my obligation by taking this Kemitzah. And if not, if let's say I only took, let's say, 42 or 27, so that's not a problem. This kemitzah that I'm taking should be whatever the quantity of chayva in this vessel was. And the kemitzah that I'm taking from the second vessel of that one isarin should work as a kemitzah for that one isarin. And additionally, for the other part of the nedava, which is left over in that first vessel. And the way he's going to do this is because umagaluhu, he's going to put together the edges of the vessels, the one that has the 60 Yisroelim in one, and the one that has the one Yisroelim in one, so that the tips of the vessels are touching one the other, so that because they have a heir memen who comes to the kaimitz has to be when it's from that element which is all together, so that it should permit the nedava that's in the large vessel through the kamitza that he's taking from the small vessel which is also in the nedava, and become it, and then he'll take a kamitza, where, as Rashi brings, that either he'll first sacrifice the chayva kamitza and then the neder, or as the mefarshim bring, same thing actually work in the reverse. If he first sacrificed the nedava one and then the chayva, but because the reason why that would work is because if that first vessel, whatever's in that large vessel of 60 strands, was the chayva, so then you don't run into the problem anymore of, oh, you have shirayim shachas, you're lacking shirayim, because from that vessel that has 60 in that one thing, he doesn't take anything when he takes the first kaimitz. In other words, he's taking a kaimitz from that one, and he's never touching those shirayim. If anything, he'd be taking only from the second vessel of one isaran, which that's always going to be the nedava. And when he takes from that one, it's not affecting the second one too. And yet it could rectify whatever's part of the nedava. So therefore, that's what Rav Ashi tells him. He says, no, if all the problem was this problem about what do you do with the shirayim, because it might not really be nedava, then you could take care of that by just having one vessel of one isar near that one of 60 isarines, and you take care of it by taking the kmitza from that second one, if it's only for that isar, fine. And the old rest of 60 is chayva, and you're taking that kmitza on it. And if there's less, and there's part nedava, so that will, by being near that one vessel, that one kmitza, which is not shirayim at all ever, no matter what the order is, will work for that leftovers, and therefore that would take care of the problem Rebbe has. And therefore, obviously, if he's saying you need to have all those vessels, of 60 vessels, obviously it's no, because he holds you cannot mix together chayva b'nedava, and therefore, like we said, you have to have exactly the quantity in that vessel. That's why you can't do with these two vessels near each other. That's obviously their machlekes, and not like you're trying to entertain by saying that he holds that you are allowed to mix the chayva b'nedava. It's just that he doesn't hold like Rebbe Eliezer. Again, all you would need then are two vessels. So the Gemara continues saying, but there's another approach. Rav Amar, he says, and that's where the first gears was Rabba, he says a third approach. He says, the Kuli Amar, that everyone holds Mutil Arv Chayv Nedava. That yeah, everyone, even Rebbe holds, you're allowed to mix together an obligatory mincha with a donated. And the Kuli Amar is Ludra Eliezer, and everyone holds like Rebbe Eliezer, that you're allowed to go ahead and take the Shiraim just in case and bring it as eight. So then what's the understanding of Rebbe? So why is he hold? Why can't you just bring one vessel of 60 and you could have chayv and nedava mixed together? And like we said, with the chacham, you could go ahead and bring the rest, even if it's not really a kmitza, you could bring it as firewood. Because v'hacha b'plukt Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbanu kemefugi. Their machlekes is in the machlekes Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanu. It's not like we learned the Mishnah earlier on of some chesam and aleph. The Mishnah said that a filim mincha shel samach isaren, the chacham say that even if you have a flour offering, which is the max of 60 yisroelim of flour. Nice and less samach look. So what you do is that you bring that max, but every single isarin has to have a log attached to it. The Torah says when you bring an isarin, you bring a log. But what do you do if you have two isarin? You bring two logan. 60 isarin, 60 logan. Now Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimi says, no, afilu mincha shel shishim isarin. He says, even a flour offering of 60 isarin, ein la ela loga. There's always, the mincha always only has, yes, when there's one isaron, there's one like. But the mincha, no matter the quantity, if it's one mincha, it only has one like. Shlomik says in Pasuk Mirka, it says, lemincha v'loik shaman, for the flour offering, which doesn't say how much, even up to its max of 60, and the one like of oil. That's their machlekes. Says Rava, that's the machlekes in our Mishnah. Rabbanan Sarvi, they hold krabbanan, like the Rabbanan, the Amri Samach log, that they say that there's 60 log, for the 60 isaronis that are brought in that one vessel. And you stipulate. You say whatever the amount I had taken for my neder should be for my chayva, and the rest should be for my nedava. Because we're saying everyone agrees that you could have chayva mixed together with nedava. And additionally, even if it's all chayva, whatever's the leftover will be for eitzim. And it works because whatever every isaron has its leg with it. V'chol chad v'chad isaron loig koshakal. Every single isaron is going to take its leg of oil. Meaning, no matter whatever is chayva will take for chayva, and whatever's nedava will be for nedava. It's anyways going to have the same amount of oil. But the Rebbe Sabak Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, but the thing is, Rebbe had like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Amar Ein La Elo Loiga. He said that when you have one mincha, no matter how much is in that mincha, all you can have is one loig of oil. Now, the thing is, but let's say if you mix together two different menachas, this one has 30 estrainas and this one has 30 estrainas, and you mix it in one vessel, then you need two loiga. But if it's one, all you need is one leg. Now the thing is, in our situation that we're discussing, if we would bring 60 Yisraelis in one vessel, we don't know, is it one flour offering? Is it all the chayva? Did he take a nether of 60 Yisraelis to sagil b'chad leg, that it's enough with one leg? Ishtei menaches, and we don't know if it, maybe it's two menaches, because maybe partial is chayva and partial is nedava. To be in a shnei lug, you need two lug, and therefore that's not an option to go ahead and bring it all in one vessel. That's why, according to Rebbe, you have to go ahead and bring them all in separate vessels. Another approach, Rav Ashi Amei says, "Bekot mehevi gadol kamiflagi." Their machlekes is regarding if someone had taken a nether to bring a small carbon, and instead he brings a big one. So too in this situation where we don't know. Let's say he had only made a nether to bring three Yisraelis, and now he's bringing five Yisraelis for his neder. That's their machlekes. Rabbanan Sabri, Katan, Behavi, Gadol, Yad. So they hold that if you donated, let's say, only three Yisraelis or 14, and you bring a large one, which is 60 Yisraelis, you fulfilled your obligation. And actually, according to this approach, you don't even need a stipulation. You bring 60 Yisraelis, and that's it. Whatever is included was already fulfilled. But Rebbe Sabalayat, Rebbe says, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. It's not what you took a vow. And therefore, that's the machlekes. That's you have to bring all these 60 different vessels because you could only bring the amount that you had donated, not more than that. And obviously not less than that. But if that is the Gemara, if that's the approach, but ve'iflugu b'chad zimna. But this machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan, on this principle, they already disagreed once. There's none, which is a Mishnah on the next daf in Avkov Zayim and Beis. Mishnah says, katan mehevi gadol. If someone had vowed to bring a small ox, and instead he brings a large one. So the Chum say, Yotz, it's fulfilled your obligation. You know, Hakol Revach, it's Nachbasa, even better. Rebbe Yemelo Yotz, he says, no, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. It might be more, but it's not what you vowed. You have to bring a small one. So you see, you already have the Machlekes. Says the Gemara Tzricha, no, it's necessary to say both contexts here regarding Menachas, and then on that next stuff regarding Zvachim, regarding animal sacrifices. Why? Diet Membaha, had we only said our Mishnah regarding the flower offerings, where regarding, we don't know how much he donated, and you're going to bring a larger mincha, which the max is 60. I would say, b'hokam rabban, or but the other rabban say that you fulfill it with an even a larger quantity. Because either way, whether really he's bringing the larger mincha or a smaller mincha, kaimetsu, you ultimately only sacrifice one fistful anyway, so it's going to be the same amount anyway in the avodah mizbeach. Aval hasam over there, but by animal sacrifices, they're called nefishi emurin, where you're increasing the amount of sacrificial parts, because a larger animal has more emurin than a smaller animal, and therefore you could say that that's not what he had taken a vow for. And emamaydle Rebbe, I would say that there they would agree to Rebbe that one has not fulfilled his obligation because you're increasing the quantity of the emurin. And in the reverse, Vietnam Beahi, had we only had their machlekes regarding animal sacrifices, I would say the opposite. But he come a Rebbe. Their Rebbe says you haven't fulfilled the obligation because you're doing more than what you had said. Al-Baha, Eim Amaydal Rabban, but in this context of Nachas, I would say he agrees to Rabban because he anyway sacrificed the Kaimitz and therefore it shouldn't make a difference. Tzricha was necessary to say that no, he disagrees because ultimately you're bringing a larger mincha, albeit that's not being sacrificed in the Mizbeach, than what you had promised, and therefore that's not valid, and that's why I had to say the machlekes in both contexts. Now the Gemara brings a simon and a monik, which is for the next Mishnayos, that they're all the cases that we're talking about of Harei Alai, as the topic of the parak was saying, Harei Alai, if someone says, I take upon myself, and he doesn't specify, which that talks about Eitzim, the wood, Zav, gold, Yain, wine, Oila, Toida, Carbon, Toida, Shar, and Ox. So says the Mishnah, continuing on this theme about if someone says, taking a vow, and he doesn't specify the type or the quantity, Harei Alai Eitzim. Someone says, I take upon myself to bring the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So Layifchis Mishnei Gezirin, he shouldn't bring less than two large logs, which that was used for the Marocha, for the fire on the Mizbeach. Let's say he says, Levayna, I'm bringing frankincense. Layifchis Mekaimitz. He shouldn't bring less than a fistful. As the Mishnah elaborates, Chamisha Kamatzimim, there were five fistfuls in this halachic context, which Ha'im Harei Alai Levayna, as we were talking about in the Mishnah. If someone says, I take upon myself to bring frankincense, so lo yifchis mekayimetz, now I'll bring less than a fistful. Hamanad of mincha, if someone's donating a mincha, yavei mekayimetz levayna, he has to bring a fistful of frankincense. Hamales hakayimetz b'chutz chayiv, if someone sacrifices a fistful of the frankincense on the outside, he's going to be chayiv karis, because that's halal, which is the prohibition of sacrificing something out of the azara, out of the base of Middash. Now, additionally, in this rule, is including that's considered sacrificing on the inside, which when one sacrifices, it has to be a kmitza, that is a bona fide haktara, because the halacha of halal b'chutz is contingent on what's halal b'fnim. That's why it doesn't count it as a sixth one. And for the next two, are shnei bezichin, the two spoonfuls by the lechem apanim of the showbreads, tu'un m'shnei kematzim, they need, in each spoonful, needs to have a kaimitz. Those are the two fistfuls that are required for the spoonfuls of the frankincense, which are burnt in the mizbeach, which is what permits the lechem apanim to be eaten by the kanim. Those are five types of fistfuls that apply to the halacha of levayna. Continuing the theme of our Mishnah, of our Perek, continues the Mishnah, I realize Zav. Someone says, I take upon myself to bring gold to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Li'ifchis midin Zav is not bring less than a golden dinar, which is a certain amount of a coin, certain type of a coin. That's just says Kesef, bring silver. Li'ifchis midin Kesef, you can't bring less than a silver dinar. That's just says Nechesh, I'm bring copper. Li'ifchis mimo Kesef, he's not bring less than a silver ma. A ma is a sixth of a dinar. So he's not allowed to bring less than the value of a silver ma, which is that he brings copper that's worth a silver ma. Continues the Mishnah, let's say he says pirashli. I specified, let's say, I was going to bring a certain amount of gold. But ve'eni de'ma pirashli, like in the similar vein of the previous Mishnah, he says, I don't remember how much I specified. So it says the Mishnah, yehi mevi. So he has to bring so much, let's say in the case of gold, until he says, no, that I didn't intend for. He knows for sure he would never have intended that much. That's when he stops. But up until then, because of the doubt, he has to bring that amount of gold. Now the Gemara elaborates on the opening halacha of our Mishnah regarding someone donating eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tanban within the Brayso, the pasuk says carbon. This is a pasuk of Yikra Beis, Nefesh ki sakrif carbon mincha, a person who's going to sacrifice a carbon, a flower offering. Now the word carbon is superfluous. It could just say ki sakrif mincha. What does that word carbon come to include in this parsha of mincha? Melamed shem esnat v'n eitzim. This comes to teach us that one could even donate as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash firewood. Bekama, how much is that? Shnei gezirin, two logs. And v'cheinu emet, because so too it says the pasuk in Nechemi that we find that wood is called a carbon, where it says v'hagayrolei sipalnu, that we had made out the lotteries, al carbon eitzim, on the carbonus of the wood. So you see, the wood is called the carbon, and therefore that's included in this word carbon, which that's what the halacha of Mishnah is talking about, donating this carbon of the wood. Now, Rabbi Yemi, he takes this one step further. He says, eitzim carbonim. Now, the wood is a carbon. It is literally like a sacrifice. And therefore, like every carbon, tu'unin melech, it needs to be salted, v'tu'nagasha, and we're learning this out in the context of the mincha, it needs to be brought to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, like a regular flower offering. Now, Amar Rava, he also says, he explains to the Divrei Rebbe, that comes out according to the opinion of Rebbe, that eitzim tu'unin kemitza. Then if that's the case, that the wood needs to have a fistful, which is that they would chisel away and they crush from the wood small pieces, until you could take a fistful, and that's burnt on the mizbeach, like a mincha. So to Amar Papa, he says, L'devi Rebbe, according to the words of Rebbe, eitzim, when the person donates the wood, tzrichin eitzim, that wood, which is a carbon, needs to have woods, holy woods, like other carbons, being burnt underneath, which is burning the wood that he's bringing as a carbon on top of that. Now, the Mishnah had said, Levina, if he's donating frankincense, it doesn't say how much, lo yifchis min ha-kaim, it's not bring less than a fistful. It says, Gemara Menalon, where do we know that generally a plain burning of Levina is a fistful, and therefore, if he's donating, he has to bring at least a fistful. It says, like it says the pasuk in Yikra, it says, "Veheir mimenu bekumtzai," that he elevates from the flour offering that is bringing a fistful. That's the kaimitz that's burnt on the mizbeach. Miselas hamincha mishamna, from the flour of the flour offering and from its oil, and meskola levayna, also all its frankincense, also burnt on the mizbeach. Now, although there's a kam over there, but the Gemara tells us that makish levayna laharam the mincha. The pasuk is equating in its continuation, the frankincense to the elevated part of the flour offering, which maha roma de mincha kaim, it's just like the elevated part of the mincha that's burnt on the mizbeach is a fistful. Av levayin namik kaim, it's teaching us that also the frankincense, which is burnt, all of it on the mizbeach, is a fistful, and therefore that's the minimum that has to be brought when someone's donating unspecified amount of levayin is a kmitz. Now, relating to this halacha of the levayin, so turn on luna braisa. Someone says, harei alai le mizbeach. It's upon me to bring something that's brought on the altar. So says the Braisa, what he brings is Yavid Levayna, he brings frankincense. Why? She'en lecha davish akar v'legab mizbeach, there's nothing that totally brought and burnt on the altar. El Levayna, only frankincense. And therefore, if he said harei lemizbeach, he brings Levayna. Now, continues the Braisa, let's say he says, pirashti. I had specified one of the things that are sacrificed in totality on the mizbeach. But ve'eni de'ma pirashti, but I don't remember what I specified. Now, the Gemara assumes that since he said that he specified, could be that his intention was even on something that, although let's say it's not permitted, it's leftovers of the kanim, but it could be even something that's not totally burnt on the mizbeach, as we're going to shortly quote in the Gemara, like the Oila Sa'if or Minchas Nesachim, where although none of it is eaten by the kanim, but not all of it is burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore, says the Braisa, Yavi Mikol Davish Akar for the mizbeach, he has to bring anything that's totally brought on the mizbeach, even though it's not totally burnt on the mizbeach, like Levina. Where, in contrast, if he says, Hari alai lemizbeach, and he doesn't specify, so then we assume it's something that's totally burnt on the mizbeach, which levaina. But if he says that he specified, could be with something that's not totally burnt, even though it's totally brought, and therefore it would include even other things. Now, the Gemara asks, which is going back on the first case of the Braisa, which said that there's nothing else that's totally brought on the mizbeach but levaina, and therefore if it says Hari alai lemizbeach, it's levaina that he brings. And that is the Gemara Basulaka, is there nothing else? Baveka Ayla, Karman Ayla, totally burnt on Mizbeach. So they want to know Ikka Ayla Kahanim. It's how it goes to the Kahanim. It's not totally burnt on the Mizbeach like Levain. And that is the Gemara of Ikka Ayla Sa'if. But it's the bird Ayla, which doesn't have high to go to the Kahanim. Says Gemara, yeah, but Ikka there is, as we continue to talk about Zayin Manalv, Murah of Anaitza. It's crop, which is one of the intestines of the bird, and its feathers, which are thrown onto the side of Mizbeach and gets absorbed there on the ground, as Gemara says in Yuman of Chafal Manalv, and if it's not totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Asking about Veikin Nesachim, it's libations which are totally put onto the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, yeah, but it's not, it's Ilashit Nazli, it goes down the pipes on the side, it's not totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And that is the Gemara Veikin Minchas Nesachim, but it's the flower libations which are totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Kivin Deikin Mincha, the Achli Kahanim, since there are flower offerings which the Kahanim eat from them, so like Psikale, so it's not a clear cut element to say something that's totally burnt on the Mizbeach because of Minchas Nesachim, since ultimately there are Minchas Nedava that are not totally on the Mizbeach. If someone is saying Harei LeMizbeach, he means something that's a total element that's always going to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach, and the only thing that's totally burnt on the Mizbeach is the Levaina, and therefore it would mean Levaina has to be brought. But again, in contrast to the Sefer, where he specified, I said something which maybe then he expanded the interpretation, which it could even be things that are generally, like the case of Oila Sa'if and these categories like Mechaz Nesachim, that it would include that, and therefore then you would have to also, out of doubt, bring those items. But in general, Harei Olam Mizbeach Stam would mean only Levaina.